God, according to his promise, has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus. According to his promise. Does there come a point where you're no longer bound to a promise? It was quite a surprise when a library in Northeast Kansas received the overdue book, A Celebration of the World's Most Healthful Foods. Not a surprise that someone returned their book, but that they returned this book 21 years overdue. I hope it was a very healthful person. There probably came a point when the library said, well, this promise just isn't going to happen. And reasonably so. So what do you make of a 2,000-year-old promise? Not a chance, right? Yet God promised Abraham that the world would be blessed through him. And then we waited. And waited. And waited. You just heard the same genealogy that I did. The promise that was made to Abraham was passed from generation to generation to generation. There were times where it seemed like there was no way the promise would be kept. There are some people on that family tree that you wouldn't have included in your Christmas gift exchange. And yet, when the Lord made a promise, he meant it. And just because he waited 2,000 years does not mean that it was overdue. He was waiting for the perfect time. And when Peter said those words in the second reading today, God, according to his promise, has brought a Savior, Jesus. He knew how much we needed a Savior. And we still do today. So maybe this Christmas you need to receive a promise. Or maybe this Christmas you need to make a promise. So maybe this Christmas you need to receive a promise. Is this the first Christmas without someone you love? Maybe there's an empty seat at your table. Perhaps the good health that you were sure you would have by now is still elusive. Maybe there's someone you're not looking forward to seeing this Christmas. Families need healing. I had someone tell me, Father, for the first time, I'd be okay if my sister didn't come home. Aren't our lives so complicated? It's because we still need a Savior. If you find yourself in need of a promise this Christmas, God has kept it for you. Now, maybe this Christmas you need to make a promise. Maybe that promise is about your future. I usually get at least one call after Christmas from a newly engaged couple ready to start their marriage preparation. Maybe the promise you're ready to make is about what brought you here this morning. Lord, I'm going to spend more time with you in the Bible, on my knees, at Mass, whether my mom tells me to or not. Maybe the promise you need to make this Christmas is about your actions, getting rid of a habit that's destroying your health or your family. I'm not talking about a resolution. You can make resolutions in a week. I'm talking about returning the favor to a God who kept his promise. The person who returned their 21-year overdue book to a Kansas library did so anonymously. Go figure. It wasn't me. But for a God who keeps his promises, the only question is whether I will open my heart to receive it and live my life in accord with it.